So let's start off talking about yesterday, the passage of the Senate version of the Farm Bill. Just give me your reaction at first.
A good reaction, because the Farm Bill, it's probably the most bipartisan thing that the Senate does. I got on this committee. I'm the first Ohioan on the Senate Ag Committee in half a century, and I'm on this committee because, for a lot of reasons, it's 1 out of 7 jobs in this state are connected to food and agriculture. I'm on this committee. I grew up working on a family farm in dairy, and we were able to do some dairy things here. We were able taking on some pretty big interest groups and really fighting for family farmers in this bill. We did some important things, again, bipartisanly. There's only one negative vote in the end on the whole bill, in the whole Senate committee. We did some good work on conservation to make sure, whether it's protecting Lake Erie or Grand Lake, St. Mary's, or the Ohio River from algae blooms in Toledo in the lake, or in Grand Lake, St. Mary's, and other kinds of conservation practices that farmers want to do, but this makes it a little easier because of the incentives in the bill to do it.
Were there any amendments that came up that you were especially pleased with or disappointed that they didn't get in? Kind of where do you stand on some of them?
Well, one of the amendments that didn't get a chance to be voted on that Senator Grassley from Iowa, former chairman of the committee, and I worked on, was that people that Wall Street investors shouldn't be allowed to come in. I mean, they want to come in and buy farmland. There's no way to stop it, but they shouldn't be getting any direct taxpayer payments. The payments should go to those farmers, and, you know, not the big agribusiness guys, but real farmers who are really farming their land, not Wall Street investors. And we're going to continue to pursue that on the floor of the Senate, because we couldn't get, for a bunch of complicating reasons, we couldn't get it offered yesterday in the Farm Bill. We couldn't get it offered this week. And we're also going to make some improvements. And a couple of things. I work with Republican colleagues from Iowa to prioritize CRP acres that promote water quality without taking the most prime acres out of production. And yesterday, the committee accepted my amendment to increase the cost share for the best equip practices. So those are good signs. We still need to improve with Senator Thune of South Dakota in my efforts on the ARC, on the ARC reform bill to build the safety net for farmers when prices are endemically low, or if crop yields are down because of weather conditions, natural disasters, whatever. Those are issues that corn and soybean farmers and growers particularly care about.
Is the ARC amendment something that will be brought up on the floor as well?
We will likely bring up ARC on the floor. I'm hopeful that we can get an agreement. There are always differences on a farm bill. There aren't partisan differences. There are regional issues, and the rice and the cotton and the peanut guys from the South don't really much care about what we're doing in the North, and frankly, they get too many public dollars compared to what we do in the North. So we're hopeful we can work with the chairman of the committee and the ranking member, interestingly, both northern senators, to fix some of these issues that the bias that this bill has historically had in too many cases towards cotton and sugar and cotton and peanuts and rice.
And I know there was mention of bringing this up to the floor before July 4th. Do you think that that's possible?
Well, I spoke with Senator McConnell yesterday. He's a member of the committee, and leadership rarely, the top leaders here rarely show up at these committees, and he did. He had some special interests for Kentucky, and he committed to us that he would put the bill on the floor by July 4th, and he said it. He said it to a number of us individually, and he said it to the whole group and publicly, so I assume he will. And with the problem here is the House of Representatives, because there the Speaker is so much more partisan, and the infighting in the House, they haven't been able to pass a good bill yet at all. And we will have our bill that will get 70 votes or more out of 100, and that's a strong bipartisan voice out of here that doesn't happen often.